Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use. And I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget, did I take that pill or not? Because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-2715. That's 800-613-2715. 800-613-2715. Call now.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the Into Tomorrow broadcast for the weekend of Friday, June 10th, 2022, our 27th year, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And we're both coughing our brains out on commercial breaks.
Or otherwise, the
show. Or even during the show. So what you're hearing is an edited version with far fewer coughs and throat clears and sniffles.
Right.
Sheesh. Why don't we have one of those big, giant plexiglass panels between us, you know, like they do at doctor's offices still, because they still think that you need it.
Well, maybe we should do that anyway, just, you know. But make it, you know, like a black plexiglass.
Oh, so you don't have to see me?
Well, so you don't have to see me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to go
with
that.
We'll just throw things at each other over the plexiglass.
Yeah, right. But we're coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios. Make knowledge your superpower for managing diabetes. Be sure to visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com. We got some tech news and commentary for you, and then we go to a call that talks about what?
You got Peter in San Francisco. Got a weird message from T-Mobile on his phone. Wants to know what that's all about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can't dig into that call shortly after some tech news and commentary. New privacy safeguards, map functionality, focus mode profiles. Those are just a small handful among the features of iOS 16, which Apple revealed at its developer conference this week, noting that the system will be available this fall and will work on models all the way back to the iPhone 8 or second generation SE. The company's also introduced an Apple Pay Buy Now, Pay Later option, MacBook laptops with the M2 chip, and an iPad OS 16 update, among many other things. So you made some notes from the Worldwide Developer Conference, or is that call letters of a new station, WWDC?
It could be.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, of course, you mentioned iOS 16. They're calling it the biggest update ever to the lock screen, completely reimagining how it works.
Well, okay. Like, maybe you can unlock it?
Well, yeah, but you can now customize your lock screen with widgets, which you've already been able to do on the home screen as of the last couple of versions of Windows. But
yeah.
Now you can customize the look of your lock screen as well, including adjusting the time and date, font, and color.
Wow. I'm so sorry that I'm not an iPhone-y. Users can also shuffle background photos throughout the day, if you so choose, or choose animated backgrounds, which Android has had for years. The focus feature will be expanded to the lock screen to allow users to choose how to filter notifications. And on iMessage, do you use iMessage?
I do.
Well, okay.
Anytime an Apple person is messaging another Apple person.
Apple persons. Okay.
Yes.
So on iMessage, Apple added options to edit messages, unsend, and mark threads as unread. Now that can be handy.
Yeah, and I've tried doing that many times already, you know, like you can mark an email as unread by swiping on it. Well, if you do that with a text message, you're pinning that text message. So I'm constantly pinning text messages thinking that I can mark them as unread and deal with them later.
Well, because it is important, I think, to be able to do that with a text message because perhaps it's something you can't deal with at the moment, but you want to be reminded about it. So you want to mark it as unread, and then, hey, when I get home or to the office or back to my computer, I'll check it again and I'll deal with it. So yeah. I can see where that can come in handy for some people.
Yeah. They also announced SharePlay that will expand to iMessage so users can watch or listen to media simultaneously and be able to stop and start in the same spot.
Wow. So there you go. There's some options there that might make things interesting. Stay tuned. We're going to tell you lots more as the next couple or 3 hours continue here on Into Tomorrow. Meantime, Peter in San Francisco, California, listens to the free podcast on TuneIn. Hey, Peter.
Well, I got a message from T-Mobile, who handles my account, and the SMS message said, "Your T-Mobile device has met unlock eligibility. To unlock your device, please follow the instructions found here." And they give me a link. So I opened the link in my browser, and there's all of these instructions on how to unlock my phone, and I don't understand. I mean, I have to unlock my phone every time I use it anyway. So what are they telling me here, Dave? I don't understand. Should I do it? Should I ignore it? Or just don't pay any attention to it?
Well, I think, Peter, you can ignore it. T-Mobile isn't telling you anything about your phone's day-to-day settings, like locking a phone daily or leaving it unlocked, and it's not telling you anything about locking or unlocking your device, as in needing to do it to keep your service working. You likely paid off your phone, or enough of it, and T-Mobile is letting you know that you can remove the lock that forces it to only work with T-Mobile and not other cell phone companies.
Yeah, unlocking it would be useful if you were to be interested in switching mobile phone service providers. Like if you wanted to leave T-Mobile for AT&T, although I don't know why you'd do that. That's trading in a bad service for a worse service.
Yeah, it would just be silly. Yeah.
Or if you wanted to use it abroad with a local carrier to save some money.
That makes sense.
These days, texting abroad is free on almost every T-Mobile plan, and most offer free data roaming as well. But unless you're traveling to Canada or Mexico, or you're on a more expensive monthly plan, your data speeds will be capped at 2G speeds, which is enough for messaging, emails, and VoIP calls, but will likely struggle with anything with an image, let alone a video.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really the main reason people connect to foreign carriers these days.
Yeah. Now, if you're not looking to change carriers or connect to a foreign network using their local plans, then you can pretty much ignore that notice. It's optional, and T-Mobile won't complain about you making it harder to leave them. So let us know, Peter, if that hopefully answered your question. Leave it alone. Don't worry about it. Just go on and be happy all the way into tomorrow.